This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that we gain through obeying the Word of God. We're sanctified through the truth. Thy Word is the truth. And we're thanking God for the rightly dividing of the Word of God through our great pastor bringing the scriptures of truth. And now I present unto you our pastor who's going to bring you what thus saith the Lord, the scriptures of truth. Our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're hoping that you are able to garner knowledge from these broadcasts, and in garnering the knowledge, enjoy all that we have to offer, testimonies and song. Right now we're going to hear a song, The Firstborn Choir.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, where so he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgin. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel.
Yes, it is.
goeth.
Mm. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. You have just heard the church of the firstborn. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for the sanctified saints. Sanctified people who have sanctified their lives, dedicated their lives, given their whole heart to God. They're not of the world, they're in it. We are not of it. Deacon Debbie, can you give our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. This is God's Covenant Church. We are the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. His name is called the Word. And it's surprising that so many churchgoers, those that are called by his name, don't know that the word is the Ten Commandments. And these so-called preachers that ran then, and God did not send them, they always speak about, we're preaching the word, preach the word in season out. But as soon as you mention the Ten Commandments, they regress and they retract and they become afraid to say, what are you people? We're the church of the firstborn. We're a holy nation. We are the people that are called by his name, that have humbled ourselves. We are the church without spot or wrinkle that God is calling for. That's what we strive for. Now, you might not understand my speech. You say, well, you're bragging. No, I'm not. I'm just speaking what I believe. And I believe what I'm saying fervently. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. It's talking about his commandments, God's word. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, if you have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding without keeping and doing these, you make God a liar. Because it's talking about the 10 precepts. It's talking about God's word. And it says, don't you add and don't you take away. The second verse, I'm going to read it. You shall not add unto the word which I command you. God's word was commanded. That's why it's called the Ten Commandments, because his word consists of 10 precepts. And these late years, in the last 1,000 years or so, and it has been from the beginning, ones have added to God's word. The Sabbath is not the first day of the week. The Sabbath is the seventh day. And the Lord said there's 12 hours in the day, and no day starts in the evening. That's common sense for all of those that are caught up in the evening, and the morning was the first day. At the end of the work day and beginning from that morning makes up a day. The Lord said there's 12 hours in the day, not in the evening or in the night. There's a 24-hour period. But he said, remember the Sabbath day, not the 24-hour period to keep holy. 24-hour period is called the Sabbath. But the scripture says, remember the Sabbath day. The Lord said there's 12 hours in the day. Daylight begins around 6. And we don't watch the minutes on the clock. It's the spirit of what God is talking about. Isn't that beautiful? Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? And I say, what church? What people? So great. Who hath God so nigh unto them. That means close. Everybody understands that. As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. He's close to us. Because we keep his word. And what nation is there so great? That's what people? What person? Is so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous. So well, now the Lord is our righteousness. The Lord is the word. And if you're keeping God's word, you're keeping God in your heart. What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Because the word was commanded and it's law. It's God's divine law. And there's a law when you break his word that you need in order to get back in harmony with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And you have to go through the advocate to get to participate in that law, redemption. We're going to talk about the fiery trials that God's people go through. And we go through fiery trials, but that's part of this journey. The Lord did, and so will we. Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 12. The Lord said, except the man deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. A true follower of God comes just like the Lord did. The Lord came like Moses did. He was a living sacrifice, and we present our bodies a living sacrifice. So we don't escape. He didn't bear the cross alone. We bear our own cross. Isn't that beautiful? So many say they're called by his name, but they don't know what the cross is, and they don't take up any suffering unto righteousness. It's suffering, but not unto righteousness. We have to take on the suffering unto righteousness, which leads unto salvation. 1 Peter, Deacon Franny, 4 and 12, what does it say?
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you.
These trials and tests we go through, it's to try us. God don't tempt us with evil, that he allows the devil to tempt us with evil that we might be tempted to do right. It's called trials and tests. That's why the Lord said, in the world you're going to have tribulation, especially when you're not of it. But in the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome. And as he has overcome, if God is in us, greater is he that's in you than that devil that's in the world. Isn't that beautiful? And all of us had the devil in us until we began to get him out. And God made his abode, or is making his abode. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, what?
As though some strange thing happened unto you.
So it's not strange because we go through trials and tests. Because things don't always work out. Because one's rebuttal against us, whether it's mother, father, sister, brother, acquaintances, friends, they go against us because this is what we signed up for. What?
But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his...
Well, wait a minute. That's a mindset that we have to be taught and learn to appreciate. Be happy. What did it say?
But rejoice.
Rejoice.
Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed,
what?
Ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.
So when his glory, when you find out and learn more about his way, you say, well, that's the way I was. I'm doing that. You can rejoice. But it's not rejoicing when you find out the way or the judgment you should have had and you find out I didn't do that. That's not rejoicing time. because we strive to grow up into him, to be in his image. So when we hear the word, we want to put it in action. So we say, I'm right there. Isn't that beautiful? That's when the word comes, God is coming. And we're glad to receive the word. But when you're not there, it don't feel good. You don't want to receive him. And you don't want to receive the one that's bringing the truth, whether it's your brother and sister or the leader or whoever it is. Read.
If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye.
Now, if you be reproached for the name. In other words, ones go against you because they're not, oh, you all keep commandments. And they want to have a problem with you. You don't believe in Jesus. Well, the problem is you don't know Jesus. Because Jesus is the word. His name is the word. That is Christ. The commandments is God. God is the word. And we get reproached because they don't know God. That's why they reproached Jesus, because they didn't know God. God was with them all the time as a son in the Lord, and they didn't know him. But he was a reproach to them and vice versa, because they didn't know him. And they don't know us today. They don't know the people of God. When you are truly God's people, the world don't know you. That means I don't care how close you are, you can live with them. You yet don't know them. Read.
Happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you.
What?
On their part, he is evil.
On their part, on their he is part, evil spoken of.
Yes, Pastor.
On their part, they always get it. Oh, you know what? You people don't like nobody. No, we love everybody, but we love them with God's love. But it's always interpreted the wrong way because their minds are not the mind of Christ. They get reproached because we take on the mind of Christ. They said, this is not love. This is not, it's not the love of man. It's not the carnal love. It's the love of God. Read.
But on your part, he is glorified.
We're glorified because we're taking on his ways. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read, did you read the 15th verse? What?
No. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief.
Now, we don't want to suffer. That's not going through suffering when we do things wrong. Or get involved in other people's matters and not deal with our own. Whether we're on our job, whether it's your in your household, your cousins, whoever, acquaintances, cross the street, getting in other people's matters, that's wrong. And maybe ones are suffering because people see your nose and they cut you off. That's the suffering God is talking about. God is talking about suffering for righteousness' sake because you're doing things a godly way. That's why they don't like you. That's why you're suffering. That's why you're set aside or don't want to be dealt with, because you are righteous. Let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief.
What? Or as an evildoer.
What?
Or as a busybody in other men's
because
matters.
Because when you're a busybody, you murder people because you're talking about something you don't understand. Read the 14th verse again.
Yes, Pastor.
If ye
be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye.
Well, wait a minute. How many know God's name? It's not just Jesus. It's Jehovah. But more important than any of those names, he's the word.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Deuteronomy 28 and 9. Let's go there right quick.
All right.
God's name is the word. And when you observe the word, you get reproached because people don't really understand and realize the word. And that they do understand, they haven't been taught. They'll say, well, in the word it says, remember the Sabbath. That's Sunday. No, it's not. It's not the first day of the week. It's the seventh day.
That's Pastor.
And it's not in, it don't start in the evening. It's the day, not the evening.
Right.
How can the day be in the evening time? That's not daytime.
No.
Today is the Sabbath when you hear this broadcast.
Right, Pastor.
But you're not hearing it at night. You're hearing it in the day.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. And we start the day sun up.
Beautiful.
And services start 10:30.
Yes.
We observe it the day. And we don't sit around and watch that. I'm not going to pick up a spoon until 6 o'clock or till the sun go down. We're not doing that either.
All right.
Deuteronomy 28:9, what does it say?
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people.
Now, this is what the Lord said way back with Moses. He shall establish an holy people, not Baptists.
Holy.
And not all, or any name you want to put there. And holy people.
Until
that's our doctrine, holiness.
Holy.
That's our faith. That's our belief.
Yes.
What?
Unto himself.
It's going to be unto God, not unto an organization of 20 churches. What?
As he hath sworn unto thee.
Now all the churches in Antioch, Jerusalem, different places round about in the time of the apostles Paul and Peter and James and John, they had unity. They had one spirit.
Beautiful.
They weren't a business. That was God's church. These churches today are businesses because it's built on carnality, not God's word.
That's right, Pastor.
Read.
If thou shalt keep the commandments.
There it is
the
again.
Lord.
Now God is going to establish a holy people
unto himself
by those that keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Why would these jackleg preachers say, well, can't nobody keep those commandments? That's why we go through fiery trials, because of opposition. They don't know God. But God's word says, I'm going to establish a holy people. That's why I say we are established in Jesus' name, because his name is the word. Unto himself, what?
Unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee.
What?
If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways.
Well, if you're going to keep them, you're walking in the ways of not having gods before God. Not making any graven images. That's why we don't get caught up in all of these days. These are the gods of the people round about us.
Right.
We were part of it.
That's right.
We don't need a day to remind us to show love to one. Now, I say this. I thought about this.
Right.
I was meditating on this. All of these days, Valentine's Day, Christmas, and all that. It's a good thing when you don't have God. Because it's about the only time they're going to get true love shown. If it's true. So I can see, say, well, you know what? These people are so abusive. That's the only time you're going to get some love shown. Let's make it a day for it, because other than you ain't getting nothing. I don't need that day. But when you live for God, you're going to show love all the time. Righteous love. You're going to give as you're able, and you're going to give just to what's just due. But most of these people, they black out their loved one's eye one day and give them a heart the next.
Right.
And said, you didn't forget me. And can hardly see the gift they got because of a black eye. And laying cucumbers and meat on top of it and bring down the swelling. All kind of junk. But guess what?
Go ahead.
Thank God for they getting something shown.
All right.
Some of these people, they don't get anything until the birthday come around. And then they say, well, I got to do it because that's what the gods say. I got to do it. And don't care nothing about them, but that's what they understand that is being love. That ain't love. Love is what comes from your heart. And doing in a righteous way when they deserve it. That's what love is. That's not love to give somebody something they don't deserve. Read.
And all people of the earth shall see.
All people. If you don't know God, for the most part is saying, all people of the earth.
Shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
Now, they're going to see we're called by, oh, so there must be no commandment keepers. They don't know that's the name of the Lord. You know it. But they're going to see, now, those commandments people. Now, they call them holy roads. You can't go over there, because if you go over there now, they're going to tell you like it is. You're going to get upset to go over there. These are commandment keepers. Now, that's where you want to go. Say, you all want to live holy. Holy, what's that?
Right.
You mean the rollers, holy rollers? You want to go across the track near the sugar shack.
Oh.
And they got all kind of ways to get you here. So now I ain't going, but I can tell you how to get there.
That's right.
I don't go over there. I don't bother them people. They're mean. They'll split your family up. Yes, they will. God will do that. Take you right from all that junk.
Go ahead.
Read.
And they shall be afraid of thee.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods.
What?
In the fruit of thy body.
What?
And in the fruit of thy cattle.
What?
And in the fruit of thy ground. And in the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers to give thee.
God's going to do this. You got to pray for it.
Beautiful.
And the first verse, all these blessings shall come overtake you.
Yes,
if you keep his commandments. If you're keeping God's word. The blessings are there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Revelations 19 and 12.
Beautiful.
All we that believe on his name. They're going to be afraid of you. Mm-hmm. But how many know his name is called the Word? Now, this thought is about the fiery trial. I'm not even getting there. I ain't got there yet. If y'all want to know about the fiery trial, you might have to come over here to 425 and visit us or get back. Stay on the web. Stay with us.
Yes, Pastor. His eyes were as a flame of fire.
Talking about nobody but God. His eyes were as a flame of fire. What?
And on his head were many crowns.
Many crowns, because God is known to be many things. And he's called by many names. What?
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
No man knew this name but he himself. Mm-hmm. Now he's talking about the name Jesus. He's also talking about the name Jehovah, because who knew that until God told him?
All right.
He told Abraham, I'm also known by Jehovah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Many names, but what?
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God.
It's called the Word. He was dipped in blood, clothed in a vesture. Mm-hmm. And his name is called the Word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 1 and 1. Let's go there.
That's beautiful.
Even though he was clothed in a vesture, because the Word was made flesh. He wasn't the Word when he was made flesh. He was the flesh. But he grew up and took on the Word and became who he was meant to be. Isn't that beautiful? Because God can do anything. Isn't that beautiful? And he didn't cheat doing it either. 1 and 1, what does it say?
In the beginning was the Word.
What?
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Now, we broke down the Word. Thou shalt have no other gods. That's who God is. So if you're going to take on God, you must take on his ways. Every precept is God's way. We have to take that on. Isn't that beautiful? 14th verse, what does it say?
And the Word was made flesh.
Now that Word was made flesh. It wasn't a spirit anymore. Just like when it was a fire, it wasn't a spirit, it was fire. And when it was a cloud, it was a cloud. It was made flesh. And what happened?
And dwelt among us.
What?
And we beheld his glory.
This glory was not about spirit. It was about flesh. Glory as what?
His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
What?
Full of grace and truth.
Isn't that beautiful? Full of grace and truth. Now, the secret was he took on grace and truth just like you and I when you start keeping his commandments. It's just telling you what it did. It was made flesh and he was full of grace and truth at a certain point.
Beautiful. Yes, it is.
The Word was made flesh, but it didn't say he had no high school education when it was made flesh.
No.
He had to grow into everything he got into. But it's letting you know, in the end, he was full of grace and truth. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It says, now you don't appear what you're going to be, but when you see him, you're going to be like him. That means you're going to be full of grace and truth too when you see him, when you grow into him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Malachi 2 and 5.
Okay. Yes.
The Lord said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know this commandment is life everlasting. He didn't say that when he was a baby. He was probably saying, God, God, go, go. He wasn't saying that then.
All right, Pastor.
He told him in the synagogue, he said, you both know me and know whence I come. Because all they could see was, you ain't but a carpenter's son. But he was anointed. And he was telling them about God. He said, wait a minute, you ain't telling me about God. You ain't nothing but old, you're just a carpenter. He said, I'm past that now. I'm saved. But no doubt they only saw what he used to be. But when the fullness of time came, he began to be what he was going to be, and he became that. Isn't that beautiful? Malachi 2 and 5.
My covenant was with him of life and peace.
That's the Word, was with God's Son. Everyone that God sent.
And
covenant with him of life and peace. What?
And I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me. And was afraid before my name.
Somebody ain't afraid of God's people, God's anointed, God, you never get the covenant of life and peace. There's got to be a fear and a reverence. And all of God's anointed, they have it.
Yes.
Read.
Beautiful. The law of truth was in his mouth.
Law of truth was in his mouth. That's why he said, whosoever I speak, it's the commandments.
Yes. So beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Everything he spoke was, everything we speak today is about the commandments. Everything. Read.
And iniquity was not found in his lips.
What?
He walked with me in peace and equity.
What?
And did turn many away from iniquity.
Even the Lord, as much power as he had, he ain't gonna turn everybody. Because it's not about him turning them, it's about them wanting to turn. Mm-hmm. But he turned many from iniquity. Mm-hmm. What?
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
Should keep knowledge. Should always have knowledge for the people.
Now, beautiful.
But at one point you said, my people are destroyed for the lack of it. Yes. But not because they don't have it. It's because they reject it. Right. That means anyone, wherever they hear my voice right now, I don't care where you are. So you're going to tell me nobody else? If they're not keeping God's commandments, they don't have it. It's because they rejected it. If they would get it. They're not going to do it. Because God's will is not that any man should perish. What?
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth.
Wait a minute, that's what you should be looking for, law.
Beautiful.
Seek the law at his mouth. But how can you do that when the preacher's telling you, well, you know, the law was done away with. How are you going to seek the law at his mouth? So, well, I tell you what, preach his word. Oh, no, I can preach his word for you now, but you know, the law is done away with. What you talking about? That's somebody dumb, don't know God, can't bark. They're like dumb dogs. That's what I said, brother. I said that. But they're all like dumb dogs, cannot bark. In other words, can't warn the people of impending danger. Read.
For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
The law should be in his mouth.
Beautiful.
And they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. What?
Beautiful. But ye are departed out of the way.
What?
Ye have caused many to stumble at the law.
They stumble. They stumble at this. For the simple fact, well, we ain't got to do it. That's been done away with. And then those that say we keep commandments, they still go on Sunday, some of them. And then those that say, well, we keep the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. We start on the evening. Mm-hmm. How's that? How you gonna start on the evening? He said, remember the Sabbath
you
day,
can visit
not
us
evening.
Anytime for our broadcast so, messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.